I recently had a conversation with a certain gentleman. And there was a friendly wager involved. 10 years in the future from now, there will be no newspapers that you will be able to buy. That's what I think. This gentleman, who will be 70 at that time, in 10 years, thinks otherwise. This is just a thought. Was a good segue into my sermonette. It just happened to happen last night. 10 years, we shall see. But I think that we live in an age that is built on instantaneousness. From cell phones to computers to microwaves, just about every facet of life has been made to move faster. And while some of this is good, I do feel that some of it also has bred attitudes of self-gratification, self-entitlement, unthankfulness, and that a lot of these attitudes tend to lead to unhappiness. Now, sometimes, being in this world, I have to wonder and think about myself personally. You know, do these types of attitudes affect me? And if they do, how can I change that? And there is one attitude that I'm going to talk about today, and that is the subject of joy. And how important it is for us to be joyful on a daily basis. You know, with all the terrible things happening in this world, thousands of people in Syria, they're not even rebels are being killed, food being messed with, all kinds of terrible things, how can we be joyful? You know, David said in Psalm 6 and verse 6, I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. Not much joy there. James 4 and verse 9 says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. So are we commanded to be joyful? Now, these two scriptures we just read are pretty heavy. Or are we to be sad? Now, there's nothing wrong with sad emotions and to feel this way at certain times. God even has emotions of sadness at times. But the point is that we cannot live our life in a constant sadness or depressive state. Psalms 126 and verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 10 says, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. We see that Paul's attitude here was that there is room for emotions in our lives, but at the end of the day, we should be joyful. If you will turn to Deuteronomy 28. We'll start in verse 47. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47. God says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Not serving God with joy is a terrible thing in the sight of God. When we don't live our lives with the intent of serving Him and those around us, we are not learning how to be good leaders. And on top of that, we are not giving the glory to God that He deserves. You know, our religion, what we believe, if we truly believe that the Bible is true, then we should serve with joy. This means being joyful during the week, at home, with friends, with family, even at church. Psalm 16, verse 9 says, "Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also rests in hope, and you will not leave my soul in Sheol, and you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." The path of life, then, is a way out of this world and physical death. Psalms 51 and verse 12 says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, the calling restore to me the joy of your salvation." So the calling that we have before us, it should bring us joy. What about during hard times? Times when we are going through trials. Are we joyful then? James 1 and verse 2 says, "Count it all joy when you fall into trials." So do we do this automatically when we go into trials? Or does it take us a while to realize that we should be rejoicing in them? You know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. So when we make a conscious effort to take into account things like trials, and we find joy in them, then we will be growing the fruit of the Spirit. Thinking about this, I had to stop and think about my child and how children are innately joyful. They find joy in all kinds of things, from little bugs they find in the ground to a bowl of strawberries that you give them. Their faces light up and they're just so happy about life. So many things that we may take for granted are noticed by them. You know, we are to be like little children, the Bible says, grown up and mature in spirit, but of that same mindset of being joyful and excited to be alive. We should have joy for God and for His way of life, as it will last forever. You know, God's laws are present now. They've been present in the past. And they will be there in the future. And there will be great joy in the kingdom. Isaiah 55, and verse 12 says, "For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." You know, so while it may be hard at times to find moments of joy in our lives, and as the times draw closer where to the end of this world, we may be faced with harder and harder issues, let's keep in mind that we are to remain joyful.